Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to be featuring a lot of great music, and we're also in the middle of our funding drive, so give us a call here at 562-5967. Chantal is on the phone and she's waiting to take your call. 562-5967. And I also have a very special guest in the studio coming up right after we listen to some music from Barry Elms Quintet. That was the Barry Elms Quintet with Blue Jerome. That was taken from their album East West, featuring Mike Murley on tenor sax, Kevin Turcotte on trumpet, the great Ed Bickert on guitar, Steve Wallace on bass, and Barry Elms on drums. I have a special guest in the studio, Ottawa's own John Fowler. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if your mic is working there. John, can you hear me now?
I think so, yes.
Okay. John, you have a special exhibition happening this week in Ottawa?
Yes, I have. Starting on Wednesday, I have an exhibition of jazz. My jazz photographs will be taking place at the National Press Club for the whole month of July. And generally in the summer, the press club is closed on the weekends, but during the week it's open. And you take the entrance off Spark Street and you go up to the next level and follow it around. And I hope that people will come and check out my photographs.
How many photographs are actually in the exhibit?
I think I have about 18 prints of various kinds. Some done, the more recent ones done digitally, and some of the older ones are done using silver photography. So I'm gradually shifting over into the digital realm.
How far back do they go?
I actually have photographs dating back to about... I came to Ottawa in 1985, and I started photographing in 87 at the Jazz Festival. So I have photographs dating back to 87.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you... you've been taking a lot of pictures of the Ottawa Jazz Festival over the years. What's your most interesting picture that you've taken?
Well, a big hero of mine was Stanley Turrentine. And when he came to the Ottawa, he was the hit of the year that he came to the Ottawa Jazz Festival. And I was just so anxious to see him. I guess I was really pumped. And I took a fantastic photograph of Stanley Turrentine. And it's in the exhibit. And it's one that I'm very proud of.
Now, this year at the Ottawa Jazz Festival, there's quite a number of interesting musicians coming. Is there anyone that you're looking forward to capturing?
Yes, there's a number of them, but I noticed that in the you got me on the spot here. But in the studio series, there's a very interesting group of musicians, and of course, this is the year of with a lot of women in jazz will be participating, and so I'm really looking forward to doing some photography of the various photographers, starting with Susie Ibarra Trio on the opening night.
Now, you also cover the Toronto Jazz Festival as well. What was it like this year?
The Toronto Festival was very exciting for me. When I got the program, I immediately phoned my son-in-law and asked to book tickets to the Dave Holland Big Band and also to Wayne Shorter, and it was a real pleasure to attend those conferences, and I was blown away by the music. It was really great shows, and I imagine, and Wayne Shorter's traveling on to the Montreal Festival, so if he hasn't already played there, don't miss Wayne Shorter Quartet. It's exceptional music.
Now, with the SARS scare in Toronto, how was the attendance this year?
The attendance was down. Wayne Shorter was a sold out, but there were plenty of seats to Dave Holland, which is a pity because it was excellent music, and Dave is so creative, and he gets this chaos going around him, and then he just sits back on the bass with this huge grin on his face as his music swirling all around him. And people like Chris Potter were just blowing their hearts out. It was a very exciting show to be at.
Do you ever get tired of taking pictures, or is this a real labor of love for you?
Well, it's not a steady diet. I do it in fits and starts, and so no, I never get tired of it because I love the music. I come back from when I shot at the festival. I look at compare my pictures to those of the Citizen, and the Citizen people are excellent photographers, but they don't know the music. And somebody tells, the editor tells them to go down to Confederation Park and take a picture of the trumpet player. And sometimes they ask me, which is so and so, because they don't even know the musicians. And I think that hopefully some of the feeling and the and the joy and the music comes through in my photographs that maybe doesn't come in somebody that doesn't like the music as much, but maybe a very competent photographer.
Now, your real job has taken you all over North America, and you've had a habit of frequenting a lot of the clubs and theaters, seeing bands. What was the most exciting jazz band that you've seen on the road?
On the road, I did see Freddie Hubbard. I had the pleasure of seeing Freddie Hubbard many years ago at Joe Siegel's Jazz Showcase, and it was the first time Freddie had done the Star Spangled Banner at the Cubs game that afternoon, and he came in and he was in top form. It was before his lip went, and that was a very memorable. And I got a very I just started using this 1,000-speed film, and I got a very nice photograph of Freddie in it. And I have an affinity for trumpet players. I really like trumpet music.
So you're very lucky. You're in a win-win situation here. You have a great job that takes you all over the place, and at the same time you can share your passion and just enjoy it.
Well, there is a website, and there's a link to it from my site that's called Jazz Clubs Worldwide. And from that you can dial up a country and dial up a city. And when I'm traveling on the road, and then you have the website of some of the local clubs. So if you're going to be there on a certain day in wherever you're traveling, you can find out who's playing that night and make some arrangements to go there. So it's a very good way for those people that travel to find some live music, which is what it's all about in jazz.
Yeah. Now, you have your own website as well, eh?
Yes, it's www.jazzphotoguy.com. It's all one word.
And what's the information this week about the, just run it by the listeners again?
Okay, for the whole month of July, I have a photo exhibit of my jazz photography, and it's on at the National Press Club, which is just off the Spark Street Mall. You go in there, and it's open during the weekdays and into the evenings. You can call the National Press Club and get the hours that they're open, and it's open to the public. Please go in and have a look at my photographs and sign the guest book and let me know that you are there.
Is there any charge to?
No charge at all.
Oh, great. Do you want to hear some music by Duke Ellington, John?
I do.
Yeah, what would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear the Sea Jam Blues, please.
Great. Thanks a lot for dropping by this afternoon, John Fowler, one of Ottawa's great jazz photographers.
Thank you.
Keith Ellington with Sea Jam Blues. Now, John, you're an avid listener to the station here, and you have a few comments you want to make.
Yes, Randy, I'd like to urge all of your listeners to support CHUO, particularly the jazz programming. I'm a regular listener. I really enjoy hearing jazz. We don't hear enough of it on the radio, so please support the station. The number to call is 613-562-5967. Chantal is on the phone standing by.
Yeah.
And thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot, John. Really appreciate it. And we're gonna listen to some music from Billy Eckstine, and this is one of his nice songs. It's entitled Once.
Once and only once, the one and only comes along. Once you took my hand, I felt your touch and I was strong. The wonder of a simple love was not too clear to me. Though you were dear to me, I walked away. Who knew that once I knew your arms? Your arms would bind me to the past. I, who used to say that nothing in the world would last, we live but once, and now I know my once was there. Please take me back.
Was Billy Eckstine, and we just heard a composition entitled Gone. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. I'd like to thank the following people for dialing and donating during Gordon's show this morning. David Ireland of Ottawa, thank you very, very much for contributing to the show, and you're one of Gordon's regular listeners. I remember that name from last year and years before. Also like to thank a good friend of Gordon's who's an avid listener of At the Jazz Band Ball, Gus Holtz, for dialing in and donating. Much appreciated. Dorothy Horwood, the same thing. Thank you for contributing to the show. And I'd also like to thank Sam Kays, who's also a listener of At the Jazz Band Ball. Love to see the phone ringing. The number is 562-5967. Chantal is waiting to take your call. 562-5967. If you want to keep jazz alive here at the station and keep the programming going, it's crucial that you support us and give us money to not only help us to get a better mixing board, but bring more music to you over the year and years to come. 562-5967. Here's music from pianist Johnny Costa, and we're going to listen to Stella by Starlight.
Thank you.
That was music from Johnny Costa and his version of Stella by Starlight. Just received another donation. Thank you so much, Gunnar, for calling and dialing and donating. Gunnar is a regular listener of In Transition, and it's people like him that help the station not only bring you fine community programming, but in my case, fine jazz as well. Gordon Bennett, myself, David Peel, his excellent show. I've heard that song before, which is on every Sunday morning from 11 till noon. He plays stuff that you'll never hear anywhere else. And the same goes for Gordon. And in my case, I try and gather jazz from around the world that you definitely will never hear anywhere else and try and feature it on the show here for you to listen to. So the number is 562-5967. Chantal is standing by to take your call, 562-5967. Here's an album from Bruce Eskovitz, a beautiful tribute to the music of Sonny Rollins, recorded in 1995. Here is Valse Hot. Thank you. That was music from Jimmy Earle, one of the great bass players in jazz. He recorded an album a while back, and one of the tracks off that album was Dimmy Moore, and that's what we just heard. And before that, Bruce Eskovitz from his tribute to Sonny Rollins entitled One for Nuke, we heard Vals Hot. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special funding drive edition of In Transition. We're in week two, and the number is 562-5967, and I sure would love to see the phones light up a little bit more than they have been. I know the weather's nice out there, and many of you people are probably getting ready for the Canada Day celebrations. Well, what better way to celebrate Canada than to support community radio? And it all starts here. And CHUO has been on the air for a number of years, and we'd like to keep it that way. And give us a call here at 562-5967 to support not only community radio, but jazz as well. When Gordon puts his shows together, one of the sites that he uses, as well as me, is an excellent website called redhotjazz.com. And if you ever have a chance to surf on over to this site, I don't think you'll be disappointed. There are many biographies on that site for some of the bands that were popular during the early part of the last century, and bands that were instrumental, no pun intended, in forming the basis and the structure for what was to come in jazz. So the web address is www.redhotjazz.com, and another important site is your telephone. And when you pick up the phone and dial 562-5967, you're connecting with one of the, I believe, great community radio stations in Canada and I think North America. Keep in mind that we're mostly made up of volunteers who love what we're doing. And even if we're sick, we usually come in and do the show under very hard circumstances sometimes. It's a labor of love. We don't get paid for it, but we just enjoy spreading the word, spreading music and commentary. And we have upwards of over 200 volunteers here at the station that make their way in here on a daily basis to spread the word about what their particular interest is. And in my case, it's jazz, same with Gordon and David Peel, popular music from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. And I've heard that song before, and At the Jazz Band Ball with Gordon Bennett, and of course, In Transition with yours truly, Randy McElligott. Enough of the talk, let's get back to the music, and a new release for Brazilian vocalist Ithamara Curax. This is her second album on the Milestone label, and it just came out. It's called Love Dance, the Ballad Album. Highly recommended. Features John McLaughlin and Gonzalo Rubalcaba, among many others. And we're going to listen to her version of I Loved You. Thank you. One of the major events that occurred here at the station since our last funding drive is that we are now on the internet streaming live at www.chuo.fm. And that service was definitely possible, largely in part because of the contributions that you made to the station during the last time that you contributed during the funding drive. We need that kind of support here at the station. We don't have a very big budget to work with, and we do rely on the listening public to help us out. So if you can give us a call, it doesn't take much, $1 a week, $52 a year. If you want to contribute that, we'll certainly go a long way to helping us out. The number is 562-5967, 562-5967. And my name is Randy McElligott. We just heard music from Peter Erskine from his album From Kenton to Now, his tribute to Stan Kenton. And we heard The Park, featuring Richard Torres on tenor sax, Alan Pasqua on piano, Dave Carpenter on bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. And before that, we heard some new material from Brazilian vocalist Itamara Curax from her album Love Dance, and we heard I Loved You. Let's go to Argentina now and listen to another vocalist. Her name is Eleonora Ubel, and this is from one of the albums that she released over the past few years entitled Full Moon. She has a new album out, and I'll be playing some of that on an upcoming edition of the show. But for now, let's listen to her version of Speak Low.
Speak low. When you speak low, our summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low. When you speak low, our moment is swift like ships adrift. We're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon. I feel wherever I go that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, too soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Speak low to me and soon. So breathe. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late, late, late. Darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, too soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Speak love to me and soon.
You help me this evening, and you help me this evening, y'all. 'Cause I hate to see that evening sun go down. Did you hear me? Thank you.
case you don't know who that was guitarist Larry Coryell with St. Louis Blues from his album I'll Be Over You, with a little help there on sax from Donald Harrison. And before that, from Argentina, Ileonora Ubel from her album Full Moon, and we heard her version of Kurt Weill's Speak Low. 562-5967 is our number here in the studio. We're into our final hour of the show this afternoon, and I sure would love to see the phones light up more than they have been. Either people are out on holidays or taking in the weather or whatever, but we need your money and we need the help desperately here at the station. Again, 562-5967. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO. A vocalist that appeared at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival a few years ago, Ron Gill, has not been very well as of late. He's on the mend from surgery, and I was in contact with him last week, and we're hoping to put together an interview sometime soon so that he can share with you what his thoughts are about not only Billy Strayhorn, but jazz in general. So that's something to look forward to on the show over the next few weeks. But in the meantime, I'd like to play for you something from his excellent album, The Songs of Billy Strayhorn. And we're going to listen to this Boston native with Maybe.
Love is a shoestring. Any way you tie it may become undone. Life is a new thing, and every day something lost, something won. Who knows, maybe I'll see her again. Maybe the moon will be that big and bright again. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe she'll be there again. Maybe the tune will be that sweet and light again. Maybe, maybe not. The fire could get that hot with me on the spot once more, like a hand over bed. The time could get that right, and I just might feel like I did. Maybe I'll touch her again. A starry night might say that we should touch, but then that's just maybe. Maybe is a long, long time. I might answer, and I might go if she knocks on my door. But my heart is such a dancer, I could never really be sure. Who knows, maybe I'll touch her again. My silly heart might say that we should touch, but then that's just maybe. 'Cause tonight is the night.
Thank you.
562-5967 is the number to dial and donate. 562-5967. Chantal is standing by to take your call. We have about 50 minutes left in the show, and I'd love to see the phones ring. That would make me very, very happy. 562-5967. This is music from Stan Getz and Kenny Barron. And don't forget, the number here is 562-5967. My name is Randy McElligott. We're in week two of our funding drive. Give us a call now to support community radio. My apologies. This is Dina DeRose, who will be coming to the Ottawa International Jazz Festival this summer. This is from her album Another World and her version of Randy Weston's High Fly. There are many people looking forward to Adina's appearance here at the festival this summer, I being one of them. It should be a great concert. That was Dina DeRose from her album Another World, and we heard her version of Randy Weston's High Fly. And I would highly recommend, if there's only one show that you want to see this summer at the festival, Dina is certainly one to check out. Ingrid Jensen was featured on that last track. Steve Wilson as well, playing alto and soprano sax. Mark Taylor on drums, Dwayne Bruno on bass, and Steve Davis on trombone. Here's some music from Stan Getz. I think this was one of his last recordings, if not his last recording, before he passed away in 1991. This is Stan Getz with Kenny Barron and People Time. And don't forget the number here in the studio. We have about 40 minutes left. It's 562-5967 to dial and donate. The phones were lighting up there for a little while. They've gone silent, but I'd like to see them light up again. That would be fantastic. Just received a call from a listener all the way down in Potsdam, New York. AJ, thank you very, very much for dialing and donating, and I hear that you enjoy the show. That's great. I'd sure like to see more people like you give us a call here at the station, 562-5967, 562-5967. Well, let's get back to the thing that really counts, and that's the music. Stan Getz and Kenny Barron. Music from Catherine Dupuy from her album Moments. And we just heard a composition written by Mark Murphy, one of the great vocalists in jazz, as well as Bill Mays also wrote that composition as well. And Bill is featured on this album, playing piano. One of the nicest bassists out there in terms of playing and feeling is Martin Wind. And Martin is also part of this recording. Tim Horner on drums, Marvin Stamm on trumpet and flugelhorn, Ted Nash on alto sax and flute, Jim Pugh on trombone, and Memo Escovedo on percussion. And the album again is entitled Moments from Catherine Dupuy, and we just heard Spring Friend. And before that, we heard some music from Stan Getz and a moving version of People Time featuring Kenny Barron on piano. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And we have about 30 minutes left in the show to get some more people dialing and donating and contributing to our cause this year. Our number here at the station is 562-5967, 562-5967. Here's some music from Niels Landoki from his album Friendship and To the Limits. That was music from Niels Landoki from his album entitled Friendship. And we just heard To the Limit featuring Bill Evans, sax player Bill Evans, not the pianist. Randy Brecker was a part of that as well on trumpet. John Abercrombie on guitar, Rick Margitzi on sax. Christian Mindoki and Adam Nussbaum were also featured on that last selection that we heard. And this album was released, again, on the Milestone label out of California, part of the Fantasy Records group. And before that, we heard some music from Catherine Dupuis. We're going to continue now with a new vocalist on the scene. Her name is Lisa Kirshner, and this is from her latest album, When Lights Are Low. This is a composition that I'm not familiar with, but sounds interesting. It's a traditional folk song entitled All the Pretty Little Horses, featuring Xavier Davis on piano, Ron Jackson's on guitar, Marcus McLaurin on bass, and Wayne Broadnax is on drums.
Hush-a-bye. Don't you cry, go to sleepy little baby. baby, into O's and Bays. Oh, 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 the pretty little horses, your horses. Oh, the pretty little horses, your horses, your horses, your horses, my
Was a cooker of a session there from PJ Perry. That was from his latest album, Worth Waiting For, and we just heard Dig, and before that, My Old Flame. My name is Randy McElligott, and as I said before, we're in the middle of our funding drive. Time's up for my show, but you can still call 562-5967. Chantal is still here to take your call, and I would really appreciate it if you give her a call. I'll be back next week with some more jazz in our final week of the funding drive. Have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now. Thank you.